Jekka News, you need to know now.
It's a partly cloudy start to the weekend in Gauteng, Mpumalanga and the northwest. Morning fog patches over the central parts of Limpopo. Expect some drizzle over the eastern parts of Mpumalanga from this evening. Pretoria, Mbombela, Polokwane and Rustenburg up to 23, Joburg 22 and Emalahleni high of 21 degrees.
Thank you very much for your message. It is quite concerning. The N4 between Brits and Rustenburg is still closed. He does suggest that if you're at the road closure, people please turn around and get accommodation or use the road via Roodekoppies to go to Rustenburg or Brits. Apparently, the situation is very volatile for people who are stuck in their vehicles there.
Rand Water has confirmed that work on the O2 pipeline leak repair was completed in the early hours of this morning. This brings to an end the major maintenance work that kicked off on the 29th of June and led to water supply disruptions across Gauteng and parts of the northwest. And in America, U.S. Republicans approved President Donald Trump's plan to cancel $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Voting took place early this morning. Most of the cuts target programs for countries hit by disease, war and natural disasters. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More news at 8.
The sport is brought to you by Mzansi Bet. Ready, set, bet.
We're out here at the Mzansi Bet Fan Parade. Here's to Smoon for backing the boys to their 10th straight win. It's Sarah who went all in on an innings win. It doesn't matter who you are or how you bet. Together, we are Mzansi. Bet 100 Rand and get a 100 Rand bonus bet on MzansiBet.com. T's and C's apply. Mzansi Bet is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Responsible Gambling Program. 0800 006 008. WhatsApp help 076 675 0710.
Cricket South Africa have appointed Patrick Moroney as the new convener of selectors for the Proteas men's team. He'll report to Enoch Ngwe, the director of national teams and high performance, and work closely with the head coach, and he'll take up his role on the 1st of August. Springbok women's coach Swayze De Bruin, meanwhile, has named a 32-player squad to take on the Black Ferns 15 in two matches in Cape Town. It'll be South Africa's final preparation for next month's World Cup in England. The matches will be played at Athlone Stadium on the 26th of July and the 2nd of August. Fullback Ziketelo Siyaya scored a hat-trick as SA Schools outclassed SA Schools A 49-14 at World School Middleburg yesterday, with SA Schools running in 7-2 following last week's under-18 Craven Week at the same venue. And Ruth Chipnitich, the women's marathon world holder, has provisionally been suspended for a positive doping test, and that was yesterday. She tested positive for a banned diuretic and masking agent, hydrochlorothiazide, and that was in March, and opted for a voluntary provisional suspension while the investigation was ongoing. She set the world record by almost 2 minutes at the Chicago Marathon last October in 2 hours, 9 minutes and 56 seconds. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jekka Sport.
You missed a dad joke. I'm just saying.
Did I?
How?
Don't make me help you with your dad jokes.
Oh, no. I was too busy writing.
What is Ruth's new name? Ruthless.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. So dad joke and bad jokes.
Well, dad jokes are bad jokes.
Zizakudlala Nini. What time are we playing tomorrow?
5:10.
You must tell me that because I need to plan my day.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, hang on. I'm at the bottom of here, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But 5:10.
5:10, kick off.
All these games, 5:10.
Yeah, these
see,
three.
That's good thinking.
I like that. But then we go into rugby championship and then it all up in the air.
5:10. But I'm excited. I'm excited for Nelspruit. I'm excited for the same way for PE last week.
Yeah.
Places that don't often get the big tests and stuff, and I know it's going to be a vibe.
And like PE last week, the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium specifically, and in Mbombela, the Boks have never lost there.
Oh, really?
Ever.
Is that the stat?
Yep.
Never?
Never.
Sorry, Georgia.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.